WCL.
Yeah, KB2HXS.
Hello, Dave. What you doing?
Not much. Was that you that sent me a text the other day?
It was like 1 o'clock this morning. But we'll talk about it on the phone, not an emergency. But anyway, I would imagine you've been busy the last couple days with a little bit of chill.
Yeah. Been doing some fixing. And I try and explain to people, and I'll put this out there for whoever's listening. Heat pumps do not do well in extreme cold. Get down below 40 degrees, they're going to struggle.
It seems to be, Dave, and I know you don't like talk business on the air, but the inside air handler's kicking on intermittently. And it seems like if I turn the system off for a few minutes and then turn it back on, it'll cycle fine. So.
Yeah. Let's, we'll finish that discussion on the phone, but I know you have an older system. Anyway, I'm just over here by Highway 14 and Mount Lebanon Road. I'm heading back to the house. Just had to come over and take care of one of my landlord customers, one of their homes.
I'm trying to limp that thing along until mid-next year when I start bringing some income in. So hopefully we can put a Band-Aid on it. But if you get a minute, give me a call, or I'll call you. But I just wanted to get on your radar. That was the intent, and it's supposed to be fairly warm the next couple days, as a matter of fact. Kind of crazy. Hey, I poked my head out. You're probably wondering what a crazy old man's doing up at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I was going out about every 15 or 20 minutes last night, checking out the northern lights. I was able to see them, get some pictures. First time I've ever seen them. That was pretty cool.
Oh, well, you did. You were able to see them. That's cool. Yeah, the last time I saw them was years ago, upstate New York. Up on a church trip up to the property up there in up near Albany, and man, you're talking long time ago. But yeah, I heard they came down this far. We didn't actually see them. My wife wants to see them real bad, but yeah, I'm glad you had a chance to see them. Cool.
Something knocked off my bucket list there. So anyway, I know we had a pretty good opportunity last year. But we didn't see squat last year. But I went out there, you know, and I said to the wife, look, you can see them. You can see them better on the picture than you could with the naked eye. But once my eye got adjusted to the darkness out there, yeah, you could definitely see them. And a lot of my ham buddies back in Georgia were posting pictures. And they're saying maybe another opportunity tonight. So anyway, pretty day out here. I went from being all bundled up for 2 days back to shorts and a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, I've already stripped out of my jacket. You kidding me? But, no, that's cool. Yeah, the last time they had this was some months ago. We drove out 101 to a darker area without all the light pollution. And we didn't really see much, but some folks we know picked it up on the digital camera. For some reason, the digital cameras, I guess, see it a little bit better than the human eye does. Of course, my bionic eye is out to repair.
I'm not my bionic eye. But yeah, you could definitely see it better in the digital picture than you could with a naked eye. But anyway, like I said, something new. Hey, what an exciting week it's been. I got to see some snow flurries the other night and the northern lights. Well, Dave, I'm going to make this my final. I will be at the dump here in just a second. Got to get that done. Got a little grocery shopping to do, bite of lunch. But if you get a minute, call me later. If you're busy, you know, it can wait till tomorrow, next day. But anyway, good to hear you on the radio. So 7-3, and we'll catch you later, K4WCL.
All right, John, good to hear you. Good to hear you in there. Yeah, well, I've got my sister-in-law and husband are coming into town this evening for a couple of days. They're going to spend a few days with us. And then we're off Saturday morning up to Charlotte. The wife and I were heading up to the Renaissance Fair. We'll be up there Saturday, Sunday, and be back Sunday evening. So maybe I know I got time next week. We can get together and say hello for a few minutes. You know what I mean? Have a good day, John. K4WCL, KB2HXS.